This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of hold on to something. You can hold on to your butt if you want to. Hold on to something, though. It's the Good Day program.
Oh. I don't know why, but I just started thinking grip it and rip it. I'm like, no, that's not what we want. That's not what we want.
Nope, not at all. The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. Brought to you by, you started me thinking about this, so why not, right? Do it now. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Is there really a guy named O'Reilly? See, I think that O'Reilly is probably a name that it's easily recognizable, snappy jingle. I believe that this is a big hedge fund that owns O'Reilly Auto Parts, and so it's handy to go around the country, right? There are four or five really good auto parts chains. O'Reilly is the one that gets the most notoriety because they spend the most money on advertising. Thank you very much, O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. Founded by Charles H. O'Reilly.
Yeah. And then when did he sell out to the hedge fund? Does it say when you did the Wiki? Would you go to Wiki or you went to Google or someplace?
My dear friend, Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Good dude.
Does it say when he sold out to some hedge fund?
It doesn't, no. Just founded December 2nd, 1957, 65 years ago. The headquarters are in Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Serves the USA and Mexico.
Yep. Hedge fund. O'Reilly. All right, let's have some courage today with your porridge. All right? Porridge and courage go together. Doesn't it feel good when you know you're right? When you are doing something that's good, confidence feels, I know I'm right. I know I'm doing the right thing. I know this is good. Doesn't that feel good when you have courage and confidence? The courage, what was it when I was taught? The courage of my convictions. So you have strong convictions, stick with them. Don't let somebody talk you out of them just mm-hmm. because it's convenient for them. You know, there's a lot of that going on right now when you look at the political realities. People tell me, don't talk. I saw something in one of the trades that on talk radio programs, you need to, in order to be successful, talk about Trump at least once every hour.
So that counts, and right?
I did. I just talked about
Trump.
I'm
go.
Done. There I am. Next. Anyway, so you listen. You've got your own life. You've got your own brain. Don't follow somebody else just to be a follower. Be a leader. Take time to think things through. Have courage to do something that means something to you. Not following because you want to be a part of the group. That'll never get you anyplace. It may get the leader someplace, but it ain't going to get you someplace, especially if you have your kind of unique skill set. Everybody is an individual. We all have stuff about us that's unique, things we can do that other people can't. And so when people, I remember, because I was so unique as a youngster growing up in the community I grew up in, where I still am. In fact, I was teased all the time because of the work I did on the farm. We all had part-time jobs when we were in high school back then. And so the conversation would come about as to what you were doing, and I said, I work on this farm. There were three farms I was working on pretty much at the same time. And they would look at me, the guys that were playing football, for example. I was active in some of the behind-the-scenes stuff with some athletics, but, excuse me, I wasn't out there. And so they said, well, what are you doing Saturday? Well, I got to bale hay. They're looking, what? What's that? And I've, over the years, obviously, I stuck with it because I still do it. And it's satisfying. As a matter of fact, it's gotten a lot better as I've gotten older because I was confident that this was the right thing for me. I was brave, and therefore my life in that realm was better. I've always been, maybe the radio program shows some of that as well and some of the other things that I do because I'm not like everybody else. But then neither are you. Nobody is like everybody else or somebody else. You are you. So like it. Love it.
What? Yeah. I always like the one saying that you are your only constant in life. You are the only one who is with you
through the entirety of
your life. Yeah. So make sure that you are making yourself happy and living a life that you want to live and striving. One of those things of like striving to be who you want to be. That doesn't necessarily mean a career or occupation. Just it could be how you are as a person, kindness, patience, or having, like you said, having courage.
Yep. Courage. So is Donald Trump, I actually do want to talk about Trump a little bit here because of all of the hoopla about the fraud trial. He's been making fun of the law clerk, and so he's been ordered not to talk. There's a gag order. There's not anybody he can't rank. And that's the expression from when I was a kid. Ranking on somebody means you're making fun of them. And you know what it shows? It shows, and this is really going to irritate some people, he doesn't have a good self-image. People who have a good self-image don't take shots at people like he does. Always putting people down. That's not the sign of courage or leadership. That's a sign of insecurity. Mm-hmm. So you can say what you will about Trump and how wonderful he is, and he's the greatest president, and all that stuff. But guys like that usually have little wee-wees, and they also have maybe not been breastfed. I don't know, whatever it is. But I usually pay no attention to people who continually make fun of others. Now, you can say, well, you're calling people names. That's something I probably shouldn't do. But it grabs me at the moment when I see some of these people, like, name the character who's getting attention beside Trump. Gates, McCarthy, Hunter Biden, by the way, he pled not guilty to the charges that he lied on an application to buy a gun. Well, of course he's going to plead not guilty. What do you think he's going to say? Yep, I'm guilty. Send me to jail. No, not likely. All right, let's see. Who else we got here? Oh, Carrie Lake.
Oh, remember, I forgot about her for a moment.
Yeah, good. Well, she's going to run for the Senate. She wants to beat Kristen Sinema because she's a turncoat, right? She doesn't believe in truth, justice, in the American way. No, it's truth. It's your truth, your justice, and your American way. I mean, that's the American way for everybody. Okay. What else do we have that is of interest and importance? Here's a mother. Excuse me for a minute.
I'm like, what's the second word to mother?
Me.
Where are we going?
No, that's not where we're going at all. This is a story about a mother of four who has opened up about the realities of what she calls gender disappointment. I looked at this several times to try to figure it out. Maybe you can figure it or explain it better than can I. Kendra Evans is the person in the focus here. Emotional reaction. Discovered that she was expecting a fourth daughter. They did a sex reveal party,
and she was really hoping for a boy. Had three girls already, was really hoping for a boy, and she started crying when it was revealed that she was having a little girl. And she's already had the little girl, and she loves the little girl and everything. But this is something that was posted, and, of course, not everything that goes viral is a current posting. A lot of times it can be posted a while ago. And it's just now gaining traction, and people are talking about some people were coming for her, that she was mean about it, or the fact that she was crying, when some other people are just happy to have a healthy baby.
Exactly.
And they're
trying
to say that, yeah, and then other people are saying, it's okay to be disappointed. People are allowed to feel their feelings, and we should, as a society, stop telling them. You can disagree with people's feelings, but you can't tell them they're wrong to feel how they feel.
No, that's true. Yep. Feelings are feelings. And being in touch with your feelings is very important, something that youngsters need to have a little bit more exposure to, or allowance, if you will. Mm-hmm. I'm sensitive to this because I was emotional as a youngster and still am as an adult. And my father thought there was something wrong with me because I was emotional. Nothing wrong with me. Well, there probably is something wrong with me, but whether it's that or not. But I just look at this, and I'm echoing what you've said a little bit, Jay. You're pregnant with a baby, and the baby is a wonderful gift in and of itself, no matter what the sex of the baby. I know somebody who had a baby, and I was, I hesitate to tell the story, but it's a story that has some relevance here. This lady didn't like the fact that she was having, she had a number of children, and I wasn't sure if she put the last child she had up for adoption, because the man who impregnated her was a creature, apparently, and she didn't want him, she didn't want to remember him through the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby was put up for adoption. As soon as she had the baby was gone. She never saw it, never touched it, never knew much, didn't know anything about the baby except that the baby grew inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
But because I think it was, I'm not sure it was a rape, but it was something that was very undesirable. So under that circumstance, can you get it? I guess I could get that understanding. But the fact that you just have a boy instead of a girl, come on. Or maybe if you don't want it, the baby's going to get the vibe here. Hello. If you don't want a baby, a child, then you better give it up for adoption, because that child's going to be ruined getting your vibe.
Well, and
right?
In this specific circumstance, she did want her baby. She loves her baby. She can't imagine her life without her baby, just in the moment of finding out the gender when she already had three girls. And one of the things that she adds to the story is that each of her previous three daughters, the pregnancy was the exact same symptoms and everything. This pregnancy was significantly different. And so she kind of had it in her mind that it was a boy, and she was hoping for a boy. But, yeah, to each their own.
Let's hear it for the boys. All right, my boys. All right, 18 after, you're listening to The Boy, that's me, Doug Steffen, and the girl, Jay Kirshner, on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program, not slurred together, not the good day like the Australians do it. No, we Americans do it differently and certainly much better, right? Let's see what happens, how they say good day when the NCIS Sydney show starts. Was it next week on CBS, I think? They haven't got any programs made in America, so let's bring up the Aussies and see how that does. All right. Social media trending items here from the source, if you will, i.e. X. Have you seen the symbol for X? The first time I saw it, I thought, oh, this is a mistake. What is this? But now I understand the X. So apparently Mr. Musk and his X, according to the Europeans anyway, are the biggest purveyors of disinformation. No. Mm-hmm. So they're calling on Musk to comply with the European Union's laws aimed at combating misinformation. Have they accused Musk of misinformation? No. Or they just say that they're the tool.
The platform is broken, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. They get elections over in Europe like we do here. Google and TikTok and Microsoft. And man, I don't even know why we're still talking about TikTok. I don't want anything to do with TikTok. I don't want them. I don't even. Don't when I. If I start a sentence with tick, can you cut me off, Jay, so I don't say talk?
Yes.
I don't.
So hey.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Put up that one finger.
So, the European Commission says that Moscow's disinformation operation is a multi-million euro weapon of mass manipulation at the Russians internally and the Europeans and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently X is feeding right into that by republishing or are they just, do they use X over in Poland and Russia and
yes, yeah,
all over Europe.
They do, and it's one of those things where most users will see something and they just automatically share it. They believe it, they run with it, they share
right.
it. They don't look and see if it's actually true, if they're facts, if they're opinions, if it's right. propaganda or something. And it's not even only just in Europe. We have this happening here too. And sometimes where it's kind of like Wikipedia, where anybody can essentially go in and update something, and then, yes, they go over it with a fine-tooth comb in the after end. But if somebody gets to certain things first and says, hey, this is an absolute fact, and gets enough traction, people aren't doing their research. We have elections coming up that can definitely have people voting a way that they wouldn't otherwise, because, again, no one does their own research. It's way too easy, and then we're finding out that Twitter X is the one that's the easiest.
Corruption is everywhere. Business, social media, politics, you name it. Unfortunately, it's way too corrupt. Everything's corrupt. All right, now let's follow that with the Federal Trade Commission's suit against Amazon, illegally maintaining monopoly power in that business. Duh. What, they're just figuring that out now? It's been going on for years. So now they're suing them, accusing the company of illegally maintaining its monopoly power to inflate prices, degrade quality, and stifle innovation. Oonga boonga.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that about Amazon, don't they? I don't buy anything on Amazon. Once in a while, I'll buy a book on Amazon, but that's it. I don't like them. I don't like supporting them.
Has anybody tried to compete with Amazon? I'm unaware of anyone any other company that's trying to
Walmart,
do what they do.
Some of the, like, Walmart's trying to sell stuff online the way Amazon does. I don't know if their selection is as big as Amazon's, but I think they're probably the closest competition, right?
Well, but you can have that with Target and like any of those stores where you can buy things online. Bed Bath & Beyond, that used to do it way back in the day.
See, I think that's why. I don't know whether Amazon, if they follow, if they're pursuing their control illegally by doing things to try to put other people out of business. That wouldn't surprise me. But I think they... on the surface, I'd say they'll kind of lose this because of what we just said about the folks at Walmart and other companies doing the same thing. 18 half the hour here in Good Day.
When you got your health, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen the TV commercials for GoodRx? It's a website and app that comparison shops for prescription meds. One catch, it only works if you're paying without insurance. My pal Larry doesn't go to a dentist. He lets university dental students hone their clinical repertoire on him. Yes, it is less expensive, and insurance still covers it. One trade-off he's quick to add, plan on spending the whole morning there because students' work is so closely supervised. Because it's a university, he figures he's getting state-of-the-art care. And when I asked about rookie mistakes, Larry said the students are gentle. Just don't let the faculty in there. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected to endorse Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan to be the next Speaker of the House. Yesterday, Texas Representative Troy Nels claims on X he and Trump spoke on the phone and that Trump will be endorsing Jim Jordan. But Trump on Thursday also threw his hat into the ring as well, telling Fox News that he would accept House speakership for a short period while Republicans figure out who will succeed Kevin McCarthy. UAW President Sean Fain is expected to address union members today on where contract negotiations with Detroit's Big Three automakers stands. Fain announced more walkouts over the past couple of weeks. There has reportedly been progress made in talks with Stellantis and Ford Motor Company. It's reported Ford has made a significant offer. It includes a large pay raise and the end of tiers for employees. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Why does it seem so inviting?
Francis Albert Sinatra.
Our secret of his voice. New York.
And his success. He did not like New York. That's why he lived in Los Angeles. He came from Hoboken, New Jersey. Grew up. Hoboken is just across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
First town you come to when you go across from New York City, from Manhattan, and it is a dreary, really dark place. It is. So
sounds like my cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. They film all the horrible Halloween movies there. That's great. That's the spirit. I don't want to be in that spirit. Thank you. Jay Kirshner is here to uplift your spirit. Yeah, I'm here to do that.
as well. Something that was published at Good Day Networks that I was nosing around in here during our news break at the bottom of the hour. Valerie Bertinelli has posted an article about her wearing her fat clothes and what she looked like before she went to Jenny Craig. She thought she was fat. I never thought she was fat. Did you ever think she was fat?
I never did.
And
no,
what does it mean to think that you're fat?
But it was one of those things that it was her quote-unquote fat clothes that she wore in her before photo for her Jenny Craig stuff. And then, of course, you have the after photo. And she dug them out of her closet, and she's like, they fit me again. And you know what? I have never been happier. I have never felt more beautiful in my life. And I cannot believe that I considered myself to be
fat.
Significantly overweight
great
at the
lesson.
Time of that.
Yeah, it's a great lesson there. So we asked you to tell us how you feel about you. Here's Nikki Lanigan, who says, I think it's society and ourselves, especially with social media and comparison stuff. I think I look just fine. You know what? I don't have to read any further than that. I think I look fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you leave it. Now, there's a difference between how you think you look and whether it's good for you. And you have to make up your mind as to whether it's healthy. In some circumstances, you know, I don't know if there's an equivalent for men, big, beautiful women. Is there an equivalent of that for men? I don't know that. Is there?
Yeah.
What is it? Big, beautiful men?
Big guys.
Big guys. Is it really?
Yeah. Everybody has their own stuff. And I think it's one of those things of we as a society need to normalize not commenting on people's bodies, period. It's about being healthy. And some people who one may consider, or even just on the BMI, it may be considered overweight or even obese, and yet they have great cholesterol. Their heart's healthy. They do not have diabetes or anything like that. And then you have somebody who people will look at that looks like, oh, your physique looks like you'd be really healthy. And here they have high cholesterol. They have all of these issues. It's just you never know what somebody's doing. Or for me personally, I have endometriosis. So sometimes my stomach gets very swollen. It's like it's endometriosis nicknamed endobelly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my stomach is a little bit flatter. Other times I look like I could be 9 months pregnant. Somebody could legitimately look at me and be like, oh, when are you due? And they wouldn't be wrong because I straight up, they wouldn't be wrong. I mean, you shouldn't ask that stuff no matter what.
No.
But because the sense is, it actually does look like a pregnant belly. It is like a basketball on there because of just all of the swelling that comes in.
Yeah. Understanding what, that's why we need good health education courses in school instead of all this focusing on gender or whatever's. Let's learn about our bodies and learn about ourselves so we understand better what's going on in our bodies. And maybe we could use that. I'm not necessarily using this opportunity as a plug for Calitrin, but when you think about people and their self-esteem and what, you know, under the circumstances we do to our bodies, with our bodies, what we can, the body is an amazing thing, the tool that you have at your disposal to do pretty much whatever you want. As you grow bigger and stronger, or not, depending on what you eat or how much sleep you get, whether you're drinking or doing marijuana, whatever it is, those are choices that we all make. And so my suggestion has been over the 7 or 8 years I've been talking about Calitrin, being a spokesman for them on the air, just a gentle push to the website, toploss.com, so you can see what the options are. Sometimes people think, because they eat as a self-defense mechanism, right? The people are insecure, or they're under stress, so they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other ways.
It's an eating disorder just the same as anorexia or bulimia.
Yeah, right, exactly. Sorry, thanks for the comments, the thoughtful opinions and input from all of you who participated on our social media at Good Day Networks. Nancy Pelosi has been ordered to get out of her office. Here we go. The tumble-down effect. This is the trickle-down effect of what started as a get McCarthy out. Well, there are all kinds of other things. I'm no fan of Nancy Pelosi in terms of her politics or when she was Speaker of the House. But still, this just underscores how nasty or belittling, I guess might be the word, whether you like it or not. So the new acting speaker is a guy named Patrick McHenry. And the first thing he did after becoming the acting speaker was to order Nancy Pelosi, the former speaker, out of her Capitol office so he could move into it. You know, they all have offices. And as I understand it, Pelosi had a different, I mean, when they're speaker, they have a different office than when they are in, they, most of them, I think, share an office with other people. It depends on their committee assignments and that kind of stuff. But I just thought, rather than all of the important things that were going on, this guy obviously has had an office before. So why does he feel like he has to kick Nancy Pelosi out in order for him to have a bigger office? Just petty politics, right? Again,
like really, this don't you have a job to do?
Yeah, this is the most important thing to do. Yeah, exactly. Hunga bunga. Here's a boy, man. These things. How many of these? Well, I ask you every time we go through this: the shark attacks, the snake attacks, the alligator attacks, the bear attacks. Here's another bear attack. 73-year-old woman walking with her husband in a wooded area near the Wyoming-Canadian border. She was on a tour with her husband and their dog. This bear jumps out of the brush and attacks her. So apparently the husband had some bear spray. I don't know what the heck is in that. So when he used the bear spray, the bear retreated, which was along a creek, apparently, a few miles near North Fork. And the woman was transported to the hospital, and I think she's okay. But imagine what in the world goes on. But this is where grizzly bears live.
Mm-hmm.
They're in these parks. So the bear, if they... How do you know whether, you know, a bear is a bear is a bear, right? When you look at a bear, how do you know whether it was this one or that one that may have attacked you?
The specifics, not just black bear versus brown bear.
We're going to go get that bear.
Yeah, but the specific one. Well, that's like, I'm not sure what kind of bear it was that this one, where the 73-year-old woman is okay, but it was a grizzly attack recently, too, of a couple walking their dog, and all three of them were killed by the grizzly.
Yeah. Man, that's got to be a horrible. Oh, woof. Imagine, I don't even want to imagine that. Good Lord. What in the world? There are some new stats. And I will honestly tell you that, not that I'm not always honest, because I am, but I was prompted to look into this for two reasons. One of them, there's a movie out, a new movie with Nicolas Cage called Retirement. And it takes him from his, he was a hitman or something like that. And so he retired from doing that. And then he now has, he goes back to work. And so with that, I got the same day I was thinking about that. You know, a lot of things happen collectively. They're not, I don't believe in accidents. I think things happen for a reason. So I got this flyer in the mail urging me to retire. And these are the financial benefits. If you retire at this age, and it knew what my age was, that's just even scarier about it, and how much money I would get from this source and how much money I'd get from that source. If you're 75 and older, you have more of a chance to get real retirement money than you would have gotten if you retired 10 years ago. And I just thought to myself, how silly is this? This, I mean, this is put out by a bank. You know, they're trying to sell you something, some kind of annuity. But I then started to think about all the people who feel like they have to retire because they're a certain age. And why would you do that? Just because you're at a certain age.
If you don't want to, don't. Yeah, right. Or maybe your sense of retirement is just ending whatever current career you are you're doing and go do something else or maybe a little lighter. I know a lot of people who have retired from their job only to go and volunteer and go into volunteer work.
Well, I think it's a question of self-worth, Jay, in fact. Why in the world would I retire and do that to myself if I didn't want to? Sometimes I know when it came, Walter Cronkite and I had a conversation once. And do you, James, do you know who Walter Cronkite was?
I do not.
Okay. Aye, aye, aye. Okay.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Walter Cronkite was probably the most famous newsman of his time. He started as a war reporter in World War II, came back, was a reporter for CBS, and then became in the 70s and 80s most popular. He was called Uncle Walter by a lot of people. He was the CBS Evening News anchor for 20-some-odd years. He told me he had to retire. They made him retire at the age of 65. He didn't want to. And I remember one of the profs I had at Heidelberg had to retire at 70. He lived to be 103. So he was retired almost as long as he was working, and it frosted him because he was very good at what he did. He didn't want to retire, but the president of the college at the time didn't like him, so they forced him into retirement rather than taking advantage of the knowledge this guy had and his ability to manage, in this case, the music department. So I guess what I'm saying here, I'm reflecting on this to a point, because I never have any doubts about what my road that I'm traveling. I have no doubts about it whatsoever. I don't wish to live, or I wish I hadn't. I never think, oh, gee, I wished I'd have retired. No, I don't. I think I would have been a disaster. And so
especially when you're fortunate enough to genuinely love what you do.
Yeah.
It's a sad fact that not as many people do, and it really
That's
is
true.
A privilege.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, don't listen. I guess the bottom line is don't listen to all these blowhards who say, you should be retired. I know more people who have retired at 65 who were dead by the fact they were like 67. They were gone. And I guess if you look at Warren Buffett, who's one of the richest persons. I was just talking about him. He's, 89 or something? He goes to work every day and loves it and is good at it. So don't let people talk you into something that you don't want to do. I guess that's the lesson. 48 after, this is Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting and TAM required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good to have Warren Eckstein back with us. He took a, you know what they say, a well-deserved vacation. That's bunkum. He didn't deserve a vacation, but he took one anyway. And we'll go off with his lovely wife, and they spent some time going up and down the coast, West Coast. That's cool. But Warren's back now to talk about what everybody's talking about. Biden's dog Commander bites another Secret Service agent. So what's the if you're being brought in? Here to, as an inter, what do they call it when you're interceding, not interceding, what's a, you're, there's a word for when you get involved in the middle of something to try to straighten it out.
Interject.
You know, as an, there's not, I don't know what the word is. Anyway, so you're someone that these guys can call, and they call you and the Secret Service says, Warren, what do we do about this dog? And you're going to say, this is a purebred German Shepherd, by the second time. He's bit one of the Secret Service. So what do you tell him?
Here's the bottom line. I was watching TV early this morning, and they have all these so-called experts on, so-called experts. None of them are really professionals. Well, you should never own a German Shepherd. It's a working breed of dog, blah, blah, blah. It can be aggressive. All nonsense. This is not a dog problem. This is a human problem. Mm-hmm. You can't take any dog, I don't care what kind of dog it is, throw it into a chaotic situation like the White House, and expect the dog to react properly. You put me in the White House, I'm not going to react properly. So this is all, has nothing to do with the breed, being a German Shepherd. I've owned German Shepherds and trained them in every country in the world, just about. People have owned German Shepherds for years, because one German Shepherd shows this type of behavior based on lack of socialization, lack of training, has nothing to do with the dog's genetics. Bottom line is, all of a sudden, everyone is up in arms about the German Shepherd. What they should be up in arms are about the way the dog was handled and not socialized and not trained properly, and now the dog becomes the victim because of the stupidity of the human beings that have the dog. It's always the same issue. You know, at one point it was Rottweilers are aggressive. At one point it was all Doberman should be banned. They're all pit bulls should be banned. What you put into a dog is what you... I could guarantee that if you surveyed your listeners, your millions of listeners across the country, I guarantee you that 99% of them that live with German Shepherds would say, greatest dog we ever had, love the kids, love the family, everything. Yeah. So there you go.
Biggest problem with German Shepherds is the weakness in their hindquarters.
But that's the biggest problem with that. That's because of bad breeding or the hip dysplasia. But again, the bottom line is... you feel bad for the people that were bitten by the dog, but again, the dog is the victim, not the people. The dog is the victim. If the dog was properly trained, properly socialized, this problem never would have occurred. And it has nothing to do with the breed. You could bring a schnauzer into the White House and give it to Joe Biden, and the dog would bite somebody, guaranteed.
Hopefully Joe Biden. All right. Well, our next time is here from the Pet Show, heard on most of the same stations that carry this program. All right, so there's a, we were talking about genetics and stuff. I see there's some new kind of DNA test.
You know,
or dogs. How much is this being used?
Doug, people are absolutely, you know, that they have a dog, they adopt a dog, bless them for doing that. They want to find out what breed the dog is. So they have all these companies that started out that if you send something from your dog, they will test the DNA and come back and tell you that the dog's 20% this, 30% this, 40% this. So a nurse person decides, you know what, let me test this. So she took a swab of her own DNA from her cheek, sent it in, came back that she, the woman, the human being, the human being took her own. She took human DNA and sent it in, and it came back telling her that she was 28% Bulldog, 40% Border Collie, and 32% Cane Corso. This is human DNA. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm sending my test in right away to find out what my... And you know what? A lot of people want to know, who cares? That's my bottom line. Who cares? You don't fall in love with what a dog looks on the outside. You fall in love with what the dog is on the inside. So I could care less if my dog has 20 different breeds in it or 5 different breeds in it. Who cares? Love your dog no matter what. Bottom line.
So we miss National Dog Photography Day. You just made me think when you're talking about what the dog looks like. There are a lot of people. This was fun, kind of a silly day, taking photos of dogs and puppies and cats. I have a picture. Actually, I probably should share it. My daughter is getting a new poodle, and the poodle is red. And the dog's eyes just opened the other day, and she sent me the picture. Cutest thing. My God, these things are the cutest things. And Miles is all my grandson, excited about being able to raise the dog and help. And, you know, it's always great when the children grow up with the dog, too. And that my other grandson, is they've got this dog that Brendan rescued from the side of the road up in Lancaster. It was almost dead, and he's grown up with it.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.